With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel continues battling Hamas militants in the streets as the country's death toll from the mass incursion now reported to be around 900.
Israel says it's at war as its soldiers battle Hamas fighters in southern Israel and launch airstrikes on Gaza. The Security Council confirmed the declaration of war a day after an unprecedented surprise attack by Hamas fighters. In northern Israel, a brief exchange of strikes with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group raised fears of a broader conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country will exact a heavy price from its enemies, while Hamas leaders say they're prepared for a further escalation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says senators were briefed by senior State Department and Pentagon officials and given assurances the U.S. was giving Israel everything they need. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced earlier Sunday the U.S. was sending a host of military ships and aircraft to the region and said it was providing the Israeli Defense Forces with additional equipment, including munitions. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden blaming the news media for the public's negative view of the economy.
The president believes his economic policies are working, even though Americans continue to give him low marks for his handling of the economy. On Friday, Mr. Biden blamed the press.
You all are not the happiest people in the world. What's your report? You get more legs when you're reporting something that's negative.
However, many Americans continue to point to inflation and high interest rates as problematic. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Luxembourg's three-party coalition, led by Liberal Prime Minister Xavier Bettel, has lost its decade-long hold on power in tight parliamentary elections, mostly because of a poor showing by the Green Party. That according to election results earlier this morning. This is SRN News. Canada has a homosexual hiring program.
It's aimed at construction companies. If they hire people to claim to be LGBT, they can receive cash payouts of up to $10,000 per hire. Individuals who identify as a racial minority, a female, or disabled will also qualify the company for that bonus. The stated goal of the program is to get more homosexuals to be construction workers. It's not clear whether companies are taking advantage. In British Columbia, there's still $4 million left in the fund. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge blocked a Wisconsin school district's policy of allowing students to change their names and gender pronouns without parental consent. A circuit judge ruled the Kettle Moraine School District's policy violates the rights of parents to make medical decisions for their kids. A group of parents filed suit in 2021, accusing district officials of improperly using male name and male pronouns to address their 12-year-old daughter without their consent. This is SRN News. An aging lighthouse back in business.
A 150-year-old beacon that helped guide ships through the Florida Keys before GPS, sonar, and other technology made it obsolete is shining once again. A community group spending $6 million to restore and preserve the Alligator Reef Lighthouse, which turned on its new solar-powered lights over the weekend. The lighthouse began operating in 1873 and stayed lit until 2013. Jason Walker reporting.
The government's poised to order a recall of millions of airbag inflators. A potential manufacturing flaw could send metal shrapnel rocketing through a car interior. At least 25 million vehicles containing airbags made by ARC Automotive of Tennessee could be affected, but ARC maintains there's no safety defect existing. More at SRNNews.com.